From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Secretary of State Colin Powell is at the center of decision-making as the Bush administration charts its campaign against terrorism. The president has accepted Powell's recommendation that the U.S. build a broad international coalition against terrorists. Powell has conferred with scores of foreign leaders, met almost daily with the press, and seems completely in sync with Mr. Bush. But Colin Powell was not always so prominent in this administration's foreign policy decision-making, as NPR's Ted Clark reports.
During his first 6 months in office, Secretary Powell often seemed out of step with the Bush administration, the centrist in a conservative cabinet. Powell was the multilateralist in an administration that took unilateral positions against the Kyoto Protocol on global warming, against the ABM Treaty, and for national missile defense. Differences between Powell and the rest of the administration were especially evident in March, when the new Secretary of State confidently predicted a continuation in U.S.-North Korea negotiations.
As I said previously, and especially in my confirmation hearings, we do plan to engage with North Korea to pick up where President Clinton and his administration left off.
The day after Powell made that statement, President Bush contradicted him, taking a harder line and suspending talks with North Korea.
Part of the problem dealing with North Korea, there's not very much transparency. We're not certain as to whether or not they're keeping all terms of all agreements.
Colin Powell personally met with reporters that day to retract his earlier statement on the North Korea talks. In subsequent weeks, Powell seemed increasingly sidelined as the missile shield, possible abrogation of the ABM treaty, and other defense-oriented issues took center stage. In August, Time magazine expressed surprise that Colin Powell was, quote, leaving such shallow footprints. And then came the September 11th terrorist attacks in the United States. The foreign policy paradigm changed, according to Edward Jerigian, director of the James Baker Institute for Public Policy at Rice University.
September 11th has been a turning point in U.S. history and with global consequences. The President of the United States is now focused on how the United States, in tandem with the international community, can effectively mount a campaign to counter terrorism, to prevent terrorism, and to bring the terrorists to justice.
But how to conquer terrorism was a question on which administration officials disagreed. Some argued that the time was ripe for a broad assault, not just on Osama bin Laden and the Taliban, but also on other governments that support terrorists. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz advocated that approach.
I think one has to say it's not just simply a matter of capturing people and holding them accountable, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism, and that's why it has to be a broad and sustained campaign. It's not going to stop if a few criminals are taken care of.
Ending states that sponsor terrorism. Wolfowitz's phrase suggested a U.S. effort to overthrow the governments of Iraq and Iran and other countries on the State Department's list of nations that aid terrorists. Colin Powell had argued in administration circles that this approach would make it impossible to assemble a coalition against terrorism, that Arab and Islamic states, whose cooperation was essential, would balk. Powell was primed when a reporter asked him about Wolfowitz's comment a few days later.
Are we really after ending regimes, or are we simply going to try to change
their
behavior?
We're after ending terrorism. And if there are states and regimes, nations that support terrorism, we hope to persuade them that it is in their interest to stop doing that. But I think ending terrorism is where I would like to leave it, and let Mr. Wolfowitz speak for himself.
Paul Wolfowitz said, after making the ending states comment, that he had misspoken. Powell's targeted, coalition-based approach to terrorism is what the administration has apparently adopted, at least for now. Robert Orr of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Powell won the Powell-Wolfowitz debate.
It is extremely significant and equally significant that we haven't heard much from Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz lately. I think the issue played out in definitive fashion.
But Robert Kagan of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says the Bush administration can never claim victory against terrorism as long as Iraqi President Saddam Hussein remains in power. And Kagan says many in the administration still share that view.
So I think that the policy is in flux. I think Powell's trying to make it appear as if he has scored a total victory, but I just think every day is going to bring a different wrinkle in the policy.
Powell's preeminence in the anti-terrorism campaign might fade after a while, but those who know him say his quiet persistence, his earlier experience in the White House, the Pentagon, and in political campaigns, and his ability to choose his battles will keep him in the forefront for a long time to come. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.